谢谢。You're gonna see me today again. Sorry.
今天见到我了。
We're gonna share some passage. This passage I read it about a year ago because of our daily Bible reading.
我跟大家分享一个信息呢，大概是我一年多前在查考经文的时候得到一些得着看见。
And this passage in my head when I'm driving, I think about it, and come to a point that you know.We dig it digger, deeper, deeper, and now I'm sharing with you what I've been digging.
那我有这个信息呢，是在我有时候在灵修之后，在我平时开车的时候，我就一直在思考这样的一个信息。这个信息渐渐深入我的心，我决定在今天这个时候跟大家一起分享。
It's a sharing.
所以是一个分享。
I don't have much teaching. I mean, I don't have learning, so I just share what I got from the God's words.All right. If you don't, you have a bulletin, it's in your, behind your bulletin, and that will be in Chinese and English. If you don't have it, we're gonna do the slides, okay? You can read it to me with me, but I would like you to do is that we're gonna read Chinese, and then you read English, you read it with, by yourself, okay? Read it together in your English. And when we read English, you read Chinese. But I want you to consider when you're reading it,Who's speaking? Who's receiving that? Who's listening? Who's listening to that? Is it a dialogue? What's he talking about? How come this is there? So this is a passage that's connected, not separated. Okay, remember this, okay?
所以大家呢可以你看看这个周报后面有经文如果呢也可以看这个投影。那大家在读的时候呢可以细心的想一想这里这些对话是
Okay, Yihang will lead us in the
English. 好，先来啊，用中文来读。耶利米书十七章，他必向沙漠的冻霜，不见福乐来到，却要住旷野干旱之处，无人居住的简地。依靠耶和华，以耶和华为可靠的那人有福了。他必向树栽于水旁。在河边扎根，炎热来到并不惧怕，叶子仍必青翠，在干旱之年毫无挂虑，而且结果不止。人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能识透呢？我耶和华是鉴察人心，试验人肺腑的，要照个人所行的和他做事的结果报应他。那不按正道得财的，好像鹧鸪不是自己下的蛋，到了中年，那才都必离开他，他终究成为愚妄人。我们的圣所是荣耀的宝座，从太初安置在高处。耶和华，以色列的盼望啊，凡离弃你的，必至蒙羞。耶和华说：离开我的，他们的名字必写在土里，因为他们离弃我这活水的泉源。耶和华，求你医治我，我便痊愈；拯救我，我便得救，因你是我所赞美的。
Let's read in English. This is what the Lord say. Cursed is the one who trusts in man, who depends on flesh for his strength, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. He will be like a bush.In the wasteland, he will not see the prosperity when it come. He will dwell in the porch place of the desert, in the salt land where no one lives. But blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. He will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its root by the stream. It does not fear when it comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worry in the years of drought or never fail to bear fruit. The heart is deceitful about all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, search the heart and examine the mind and reward a man according to his conduct, according to what his deeds deserve. Like a partridge that hatch egg it did not lay is the man who gain riches by unjust mean. When his life is half gone, they will desert him, and in the end, he will prove to be a fool.A glorious throne exhorted from the beginning is the place of a sanctuary. O Lord, the hope of Israel, all who forsake you will be put to shame. Those who turn away from you will be written in the dust, because they have forsaken the Lord, the spring of living water. Heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved. For you are the one I praise. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for you giving us a Bible to teach us. Lord, may you just your Holy Spirit in us, in me, in a young translator. And also in the congregation. Open our eyes. Open our heart, the eye in our heart. So that we can understand. We can draw the strength in the word, in the passage. We pray all this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. So who, I have to go through a couple of things first, because without knowing that, you have to kind of lost. Who is Jeremiah? Jeremiah is a prophet, chosen by God. He was chosen by God when he was really young. He's not like to be a prophet. He's not quite, he's reluctant to be a prophet. In a Jeremiah, in the first chapter, he said that the word of the Lord came to me, saying, before I formed you in the womb, I know you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appoint you as a prophet to the nation. Alice, sovereign Lord, I say, I do not know how to speak. I'm too young. But the Lord said to me, do not say I'm too young. You must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you, and I will rescue you, declared the Lord.
在耶利米书的第一章第四到八节这样说道：耶利米说，耶和华的话临到我说，我未将你造在腹中，我已晓得你，你未出母胎，我已分别你为圣。我已派你做列国的先知，我就说，主耶和华，我不知道怎样说，因为我是年幼的。耶和华对我说，你不要说我是年幼的。 因为我差遣你到谁那里去，你都要去。我吩咐你说什么话，你都要说。你不要惧怕他们，因为我与你同在，要拯救你。这是耶和华说的。
Who remember Josiah, who's 8 years old king?
大家记不记得，这是何西阿，他是犹大的王，大概八岁的时候做的。Jeremiah
is serving God in the last 5 kings of Judah.
那耶利米呢？他侍奉神呢，是在犹大王最后的五代王朝，五代犹大王。
Starting from King Josiah.
那开始的第一位的话呢，就是何西阿。
He served 40 years.
大概是服侍了40年。
He saw that Josiah had a revival in Judea.
他也就在那边带来了犹大的一个复兴。
And also, he sees something else too at the end of the Israel people. He also is a weeping prophet. Because he sees the destruction of Judah, of the Israel, the whole country destroyed by Babylon. He predicted the destruction of it, but no one listened to him. He also really weak and afraid. He said, is this in the previous chapter, in the first chapter? Get yourself ready, stand up and say to whatever I command you, do not be terrified of them. I will terrify you before them.
在耶利米书第二章十七节说，所以你当束腰起来，将我所吩咐你的一切的话告诉他们，不要因他们惊慌，免得我使你在他们面前惊慌。
This is what God said to him.
这是神所对他说的话。
He also complained too.
他也有抱怨的时候。
Why is my pain unending and my wounds grievous and incurable? You are to me like a deceptive brook, like a spring that fails. Therefore, this is the word of the Lord say, if you repent, I will restore you that you may serve me. If you utter worthless, not worthless word, you will be my spokesman. Let these people turn to you, but you must not turn to them.
我的痛苦为何长久不止呢？我的伤痕为何无法医治，不能痊愈呢？难道你待我有诡诈，像流干的河道吗？
Okay, that's enough for the basic thing. Okay, now the case of a smelly boy.
好了，这样我跟大家分享一个这样的例子，是一个好像身上发臭的一个小男孩。
This is a real case. I'm a couple years ago, I saw this boy. The mommy bring him to my practice. Not my practice. When I work in a health center, this boy come to me.
啊，这是我遇到的一个真实的一个例子啊，是一个母亲带着一个身上发臭的小孩子来到我们诊所。
The main thing is the complaint is that the mom say this boy stinky smell.
啊，那这个小孩子的母亲啊，把小孩带来说就对我说，啊，这个小孩子真是身上发臭。
I wash him many times, but he still stink.
然后说我经常的给帮他洗澡，但是他还是非常的臭。
So I say, okay, let's take off all the clothing. Let's see any wound, anything infection going on.
啊，他说那我就来看一下，看到是不是有任何的一些身体方面的问题。
So I take off all the clothing. It's 2 years old kid, all right? Take off all the clothing and look at him everywhere.
啊，那我就把他的衣服打开，我就看他有没有什么问题。他是两岁一个小男孩。
And I smell.
然后我真正的能够闻到一些臭味。
Now, I go close. In far away, didn't smell. But when you got close to him, you can smell that rotten smell. I scratch my head. And I say, what on earth is this? And I never, how to say, in my reading of the textbook, never had a complaint about smelly child, smelly boy.You can have a smelly because for example, you have metabolic, you have disease, you have problem, genetic problem, your urine may be smell, but he is a normal kid, how can he smell?
他说如果你是真的有些什么疾病的话，也许你的小便会有臭味，但是他其实是一个非常正常的小孩子。
So today we're going to try to look at this passage with this couple things.Now, we can look at four things in this passage. It's all about the disease and the clinical presentation. Two is the diagnosis. Three is treatment. The four is prognosis.Prognosis is that mean you got treatment, you got better, or what kind of, how bad, how good are you? I mean, if you don't have treatment, what will happen to you? That's basically a prognosis. You got treatment, what will happen to you?
那其实就是说，看他如果不治疗的话，他最后或者治疗的结果会怎么样，或者如果不治疗的话，结果会怎么样
too fast. What is the disease?
那我想想是，那我们到底是疾病
？I skip already. So what do you think of the disease is? Well, I give it out already.What passage is from? What do you think? Which passage you read? What passage?
我刚读到这里，可以告诉我们说这个疾病到底是什么样的疾病？到底是读的哪一段有这样的给我们这样的看见
？Verse 9, right? Now I'm gonna jump around with this passage, so you may confuse because when I read this, I'm confused. In order to present it, I present it this way, so you may be confused. But this is passage. It talk about disease because when.Jeremiah saying, heal me. So he mean, heal me what? I got something. So he heal me, so he must have a disease, right?
好了，我今天会从这个经文跳过来跳过去。但是我们先要谈到的就是我们到底有什么样的疾病。我们看到这个耶利米有说到说，主啊，你来医治我。那既然要医治我的话，那肯定表示我们有疾病。
So in this deceitful heart is in verse 9.
那在讲这个疾病的话，其实就在经文的第九章第九节。
I give you three different kind of version to this, okay? In NIV, ESA, ESV, and ASV, okay? All three saying deceitful. Beyond cure, and then desperately sick, and then exceedingly corrupt. So what is deceitful mean? When I look into it, deceitful actually is an adjective, of course. Because it's Old Testament, so it's written in Hebrew. You can see it there. The original deceitful mean, the name sounds like Hagar. And then the word that actually come from a root word, the main word, which is a verb, mean is the sound is no Hagar. Hago is the first one. Hagar is the second one, the root word. Okay. When you look at the main root word, what's the meaning of it? It means supplant, circumvent, and taking by the heel. But you look at the word dictionary definition, supplant means you supersede, you replace, you replace something instead of something, right? And then circumvent means something go around, right? When you're taken by a heel, you think about Jacob. Do you know why? Because Jacob's word, that spelling, pretty much the same as this word. And it's in the Old Testament, say Esau say he writing name Jacob, he's deceived me those two times. He take my birthright, and now he taking my blessing. And then he say he asks, have you reserved any blessing for me?
Esau
saying to his father Abraham.
那这个时候是以撒对黑板。
So you can see the spelling pretty much the same. The letter, so it's just a little change, a little bit. It's meaning a different way, right? In Hebrew, I have no idea. I just copied this. Okay.
那这里有看到这个鬼，它这个是有各种不同的说法，代表的意思呢却非常接近。
So you can see that what Jacob did is deceitful because he substitute himself instead of Esau.
然后看到这里，哎呀，歌手做的是伪造的，他把他自己来取代了伊莎。
And he substitute his birthright with the soup, right? Changing with the soup, and he got the birthright. His brother got the soup.
他用那个红汤呢，就得到了他长子的名分。
So we talk about. So we know is it about deceitful heart now, okay?
我现在知道这个我们的这个疾病的话，就是一个伪造的心。
So what are the clinical presentation?
那这个鬼诈的心，它有些什么样的一些临床的表现呢？
Well, like for example, you and I have pneumonia, we will have coughing and fever, right?
那就像说，我们如果是有肺炎的话，那我们可能就会有发烧或者咳嗽这样的症状。
And your appendix, you have a stomach pain, right? Abdominal pain and fever, right?
那如果你有这个阑尾炎的话，你就会很强痛，很刺痛。
So, what is the clinical presentation of a deceitful heart?
那我们知道一些，看一看。 如果有一个诡诈的心，它有些什么样的一些临床表现？
When you don't know, look the verse ahead of you.
如果你不知道的话呢，我们可以看到它前面的一节经文。So
the verse 5-8, what's the main theme about?
那么看一下经文的第五到第八节。
Interactive, come on, this is sharing, not sermon. You can tell me. 5-8, what's it about?
我们看第五节第八节。
Huh? Come on. Quickly, I told you to read 12 times. Huh? Trusting. It's about trust, right? Trust. Remember, deceitful heart, before that, is talk about trust. Alright, think about this, okay? Let's take a look, one verse in the middle of it. Verse 7. I give you a different version of it, okay? But blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. This is NIV version.
So, 耶和华如此说, 依靠人血肉的绑臂, 心中必有其实,
A different version, differently. Sorry, go ahead. Because Chinese doesn't have different version, English different version. Give us an insight. So I'm going to read it all together. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is the Lord. And blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, who trust is the Lord. And then the last one is that blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, who trust is the Lord. This is from the NASB version. Okay. Okay. So my question stirred up is that what is trust and what is this confidence?
Okay.
Let's look at the verses now in depth. Okay. Let's go to NIV version now. I'm going to go into English Standard Version because I have to base on that one. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. Okay. Now, the word confident also means trust, actually. The Hebrew actually called matak. I think that's it. And then the word actually come from the root word. It come from the base because it's a noun. The really word is trust. Actually using same sentence is called batak. I think that's what. So the thing is, you think about it. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, who trusts is the Lord. What does it mean? Now I give you a read. I try to explain it, okay? I give you a. No, I haven't. Dollar bill. What's in the dollar bill that you struck you that related to this sermon, this sharing?
那这个一块美金上面有什么东西可以让你想到跟我们刚才所讨论的这个话有关系吗？
Yes, in God we trust. So when I use this dollar bill to buy a cup of coffee, I trust that this dollar bill can buy me a cup of coffee, right? So this dollar bill actually is the mean for me to buy this coffee, right? So, this is talk about how you trust God and how we trust God. We trust God, but how we trusted Him too. The problem with this passage is that it is talk about the person who think he trusts God, but whose way does not trust in God.
但是我们这里经文里其实讲的，就是有人好像他心里想他是相信神、信靠神的，但是其实他并不信靠神的方法。
If we don't trust God, what will happen?
如果我们没有对神没有信靠的话，会发生什么样的事情呢？
It will be a dollar bill with somebody face on it, right?
那我们就会得到一个这样的一个美元的美金，可能中间会有人别人头像。
All right, so we okay with this so far? Okay.
还好。
Okay. No question. Right? You can raise up your hand. Question. Okay. All right. Next is diagnosis.
那接下来我们要讨论的就是关于讨论的诊断。So
in the passage you just read, who do the diagnosis?
那么刚才读的这个经文当中，里面告诉我们谁是作为诊断的人呢？
Yes, I cannot hear. Come on. 耶和华. What verse?
诊断人就是耶和华.
What verse?
在第几节呢？
Ten. That's right. And say, I, the Lord, search the heart and examine the mind and reward man according to his conduct, according to what he did deserve. Like a partridge that hatched egg it did not lay, is the man who gained riches by unjust mean. What his life is have gone, they will deserve him. And in the end, he will prove to be a fool. Chinese.
第十节到第十一节这样说道：我耶和华是鉴察人心、试验人肺腑的，要照个人所行的和他做事的结果报应他。那不按正道得财的，好像这屋报的是自己下的蛋，到了终年，那财都必离开他。
他终究成为愚妄人。
All right, let's concentrate verse 10.
好，让我们来一起啊，来把注意力放在第十节上。
Ten, this first key word I want you to know.
第十节的啊，这样的一个关键词是。
They are heart.
是人心。
Mind.
是人的肺腑。
Conduct.
人所行为。
Deeds.
所做的结果。
So.Our greater creator is also a physician who diagnoses what's problem in us.
我们的创造者也是我们这样一个大医生，他帮我们来诊断，我们到底是什么样的问题。
So in the heart, God searches the heart, which is God searches our motive.
刚才讲的说人的神来检查我们人心，就是来看我们人的动机是什么样的。
What drives us to do things?
到底是什么样的事，什么样的原因让我们来做不同的事情。
What drives us to serve Him?
我们到底来侍奉他是为了什么样的一个目的
？Mind，
然后说我们的肺腑，我们的头脑。
God examine our mind to see our thinking process is right thinking process and not right thinking process in inside。
神呢要来检查我们的肺腑，来看看我们的思维，我们的想法是不是我们的过程是不是符合他的心意。
Conduct，
第四三个的话就是我们的行为，我们所做的。
How do we conduct ourselves in front of others？
那我们就是我们的行为，我们做事是什么样的方式
？So how the and then deeds？
最后就是我们所做的事情，具体做的事情的结果。
What effect from what we do to others? What are conduct affect other people？
就是我们所做的事情对我们周围的人有什么样的影响
？God look at every part of from the beginning to the end。
神看到我们所做事情，不但是从起初，也知道最后事情的末了。
Of course, if our heart is not right, our thinking is not right, our mind is not right, and the mind is not right, our conduct is not right, our conduct is not right, our deed, of course, is the worst. It's down the tube, right?
当然，如果我们的动机不对的话，那我们思考的东西也会不对。那我们思考东西不对，我们所做的事情也会不对。我们所做的事情不对，我们给大家带的结果也是不好的结果。
Let's look at process, this next process, okay? Continue on the verses 11.
我们继续看一下第十一集。
Okay, the verse 11. Verse 11 it gives us about a partridge. It's like a chicken, and it's like a chicken. Okay.
那这里第十一节讲到有一个鸟叫鹧鸪啊，就像一种像鸡一样的鸟。
So he, what he does is, this chicken is, it doesn't lay his egg, he gets people's egg and then put it, sit down and lay, and then afterward the eggs come out, oh it's mine, but it's not, the egg is maybe a different bird, and then you fly away, right?
这种鸟呢它去抱不是它自己所下的这个蛋，然后这个蛋呢孵出小鸟以后呢，这小鸟看到不是它的自己的同样的鸟的话就会离开它。
So, is it talk about not to get rich?
这里讲的是不是说我们不要在财务上不能有任何的这个财富呢
？Yes or no？
是这样的吗
？What one word that in there tell us is not about talking about getting rich? It's not the God's not talking about getting rich problem。
这里我想神我们所说的并不是说我们不能得财务。
Which word in the sentence is it？
那这里真正的问题在什么地方？是哪个词告诉我们这个神所说的真正的问题在什么地方？
Which word?
Do I have it? Alright, so.
Unjust mean.
这讲的就是不按正道。
The guy doing an unjust mean to get something that he into his pocket, right? Unjust mean.
不按正道来把获取财物。
So God look at our heart and our motive, but God also look at how we accomplish His way.
那神来看我们的心，也看我们的动机。同时神呢也来看我们是用什么样的方式来达到我们的目的。
So, which way does God accept? Which mean or ways does God accept from us?
神所能接受的，他所能接受的这样的方法是什么样的呢？
We're gonna push it to next topic.
那我们再来看下一个问题。
Next topic is treatment, right?
那下一个就是关于治疗。
Part 2, the case of smelly boy.
我们先来看看这个臭的这个小男孩的这个第二部分。
So the boy coming to me is all naked, all pretty much naked. Okay. And I start to examine him. Okay. So I look at the body, I feel everything, the body had no lesion, no sore, no opening. I look at the mouth, inside the mouth, I don't see anything. No, I look inside the mouth, I don't see anything. I look at the ears, I don't see anything. So I say, then I keep on, I smell the child, in and back and surrounding, walk around him and smell him. And then I find one spot he smelled the worst. It's not what you think that part is. It's right in front of his face. And I say, he is stinky from the nose. So I look up one nose, the nostril, one side. I say, don't see anything. Then I look at the other side. Something is not right there. So I get, let me get a tweezer. And I go in and come out, pick something out. It's yellowish color, it's stinky smell. I look at it, and up close, then I remember that I saw a movie, Star Trek, when a bad guy put a parasite into somebody's ears and they control the person. I just look at it and say, oh my goodness, what can it be? And of course, mommy say, ah, what is this? And the nurse say, so, treatment to be continued. Treatment is from the verses of the diagnosis, right? Deceitful heart going downward. There's two important treatments for deceitful heart. So what you see in the verse 12, what you see? So what you see in 12:12, what you see? Tell me. It's talk about a couple of things. It's talk about glorious throne exalted from beginning is the place of sanctuary. This is the cure for the illness. This is 101 cure. So this couple of words that is in this passage, we have looked it up. What are they? Tell me. Phone? What else? Huh? Exalted? What else? What else? Sanctuary? What else? Beginning. Oh, you got it. So these three words, these four important things is a clue to the treatment of our illness. Let's look at the sanctuary. When you do Googling, whatever, you look at the Bible, the sanctuary come up in Ezekiel
37:26-28.
Say, I will make a covenant peace with them. It will be an everlasting covenant. I will establish them and increase their number, and I will put my sanctuary among them forever. My dwelling place will be with them. I will be their God, and they will be my people. Then the nation will know that I, the Lord, make Israel holy when my sanctuary is among them forever.
我也要将他们安置在本地，使他们的人数增加，又在他们中间设立我的圣所，直到永远。我的居所必在他们中间，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。我的圣所在以色列人中间，直到永远。外邦人就必知道我是叫以色列成为圣的耶和华。
Where's the sanctuary？
然后我们圣所在什么地方
？Where？
在哪里？
In us, we always go to the sanctuary in us to worship God when we go just pray and it's in us, right? In New Testament, verse, 1 Corinthians, don't you know that you yourself are God's temple and that God's spirit live in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him, for God's temple is sacred and you are that temple.
好，那我们看到在新约哥林多前书3:16-17说到，岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头吗？若有人毁坏神的殿，神必要毁坏那人，因为神的殿是圣的，这殿就是你们。
So who is sitting in that throne？
好，那我看谁坐在宝座之上。
Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, and the renewal all things. When the Son of Man sit on His glorious throne."You who will follow me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel.
好，这在马太福音就这样说到，19，耶稣说，我实在告诉你们，你们这跟从我的人，到复兴的时候，人子坐在他荣耀的宝座上，你们要坐在12宝座上，审判以色列12支派。
So the treatment is, let Jesus sit on the throne of our hearts.
那我们这个治疗的方法之一就是让以主耶稣基督坐在荣耀的宝座上，在我们心中。
So who is sitting in our heart？
那我们先问大家，谁是坐在我们心中的宝座上呢
？Who is in our mind？ Who is the boss in of our mind？
啊，谁是我们头脑所有的老板主宰
？Do we ask who？ Do we ask Jesus to examine our heart, our mind, and look at the conducts？
我们叫神来检查我们心呢？
And give approval of our deeds.
啊，有没有叫神来查验我们的肺腑，来看我们的行为，来为我们的看我们的所做的结果是不是正符合他的心意
？Which way does God's Which way do we choose? God's way or my way?
那我们要选择什么样的道路呢？是神的道路，还是我们自己的道路
？My way. Some people are always either my way or highway, right?
很多人说啊，像顺我者昌，逆我者亡。
Just like the song say, "My way, Frank Sinatra."
啊，这里有首歌也叫就是这样，是吧？按照我的路这样一首歌。
The lyrics say, "Yes, there were time, I'm sure you know, when I bit off more than I can chew, but for the Lord, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out, I faced it all and I stood tall and did it my way." Right?
有这样一首诗，诗里面这样唱到。是的，你知道有些时候我背负不能承受之重，但自始至终，即使充满了疑惑，我还是克服困难，我挺直身躯，勇敢面对，要用我自己的方式。
So proud of my way too。
这个真是我们用自己的方式，好像很自豪样。
My way is the way destroy family。
其实我们自己的方式是我们来损坏。
My way
destroy 家庭的方式。
My way destroy the relationship between brother and sister。
其实我们看我们自己的方式，我们就破坏了弟兄姐妹之间的关系。
My way destroyed the relationship between husband and wife.
其实我们用自己的方式，其实也就是来破坏夫妻之间的关系的方式。
It tear up the spiritual family.
它就拆下了一个拆毁了属灵的家。
It wounds the body of Christ.
它也伤害了属神的家庭。
The most of all, my way destroyed the relationship between us and God.
那最重要的就是我们自己的方式是损害我们和神之间关系的方式。
Treatment。
我们来看看我们的治疗的方式。
Well, before we go on treatment, let's talk about my way, more about my way.
那我们再多看看一些关于我们自己的方式。
This verse is always puzzle me all the time.
这里我放一些这样的经文在这里当中，这些经文其实我。
There's a way that seems right to man, but the end of it leads to death.
那这些经文是这样说到，有一条路，人以为正，最终成为死亡之路。
If we repeat two times in the Prophet.
其实
在这节当中有重复两次。
So when we repeat two times, that means what? It's important, right?
啊，那如果重复了两次的话，那就表示这节经文是非常的重要。
So in the past, I have no idea how to interpret this verse because everyone seems to write. So it's still to death. How do I know my way is right?
啊，那这一节经文其实好像我们看起来好像都是正确的，但是其实我一直有困难，不知道怎么样去真正的很好的来解释这节经文。
So it's equivalent to that. Well, up to Jeremiah, you see, I understand. Without God sitting in our heart, our way is always seems to be right.
啊，这里讲到像耶利米书说的那样，有神在我们心中的时候，那我们道路是正确的。
Without Him searching in our heart, without Him examine our mind.
啊，如果他没有来检查我们的心，没来试炼我们的肺腑的话
，Our ways is always right, right to the death.
啊，但是呢，我们那样的话，那我们的路就是一个导致死亡的路。
Only God can direct our way.
啊，只有神可以带领我们前面的方向。
So.You can see that the problem is the treatment also aimed toward the cause of the problem.
我们看到这个治疗的方式也跟我们这个问题的根本原因有很大的关系。
So which way is the right way?
那什么样是正确的方式呢？
And Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life.
那耶稣就说我是道路、真理和生命。
Not only that he is the way for us to go to Heavenly Father.
那不但他是我们可以跟天父相交的道路。
He showed us the way.How he lived, how he, the way of love, the way of sacrifice.
啊，他也是告诉我们，我们要过一个什么样的生活的这样的道路，是要一个牺牲的道路。
This is Jesus said at the end of his the last couple last、his last supper. He said this. My commandment is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater than have no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends.
啊，这是在主耶稣在、啊、最后的晚餐、啊、之后他所说的话。他说：“你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样，这就是我的命令。人为朋友舍命的爱神有比这更大。”
So love is the way, love is the means.
啊，爱啊是这样，是道路，爱是这样一个方式。
This is a picture, recent picture.
啊，这是我们最近大家可能在新闻上也看到的这样的一个。
You know this Middle East uprising?You know that because of one movie called The Innocent of Muslim.
啊，就是因为好像有一个穆斯林的他们的无知的这样的一个电影。
The Muslim, the world on fire, and then they protest and demonstration, and there's a four American die, including the ambassador of the United States.
啊，这样的一个电影呢，带来了很多的一些在中东的一些示威一些，然后而且导致了有四个美国人死亡，包括了。美国在利比亚的大使
Put away this movie about I don't want to no comment about this movie or whatever. Okay, I just look at one thing about this event.
先不谈这个电影的本身啊，我不想对这个电影本身做太多评论。
A lot of people cry out saying protesting in the name of God, in the love of God.
那么很多人他们在在做事情的时候，他们心中所发出的。呼喊是好像是为神而做。
Jesus say, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind." This is the first and greatest commandment, and second is like it: love your neighbor as yourself.
啊，就说耶稣说你们要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，这诫命的第一而且最大的，其次也是要爱人如己。
We like to hang the verse 37 up.When we go into sanctuary, we like to hang the verses 37. It's a plaque on the sanctuary, on the wall, on something to remind us, right? This is the first and greatest commandment. Without it, we don't know who's God. We worship ourselves, right? So this is the first and greatest. But thank to Jesus, he has second one.
感谢主耶稣基督，我们还有第二条诫命。
He say, "Love your neighbor as yourself."
就是要爱人如己。
But he didn't say it. He say, and the second one is like it.
说到这个第二条，其次的也是相反的，相似的。
So, they mean that it's similar. is not the first, but it is also carry a lot of weight in this one, right? Like it in the original Greek language is homo, like homogeneous, has they mean they're similar.
那这里讲这个like这个词话就是相似的、类似的、等同的、类同的。
The second commandment is a way.
Show
us the way. Without it, you know what? People can tell you to do this, do that. In the name of your love for God, do it.
如果没有这条的话呢，可以对我们的弟兄姐妹说啊，你要做这个做那个是奉主的名。
You can do it. Don't worry about it. In the name of love of God, with your mind, with your heart, do it.
然后我们就说你真的是奉主的名，你去做这些事情。
I give you example of the Bible.
然后我给你一些圣经中的一些这样的例子。
Remember Paul, or before Paul, his name is Saul.
但是不是还记得保罗啊，他在保罗他以前的名字叫扫罗。
The first appearance in this Bible, you know what's first appearance in this Bible in the Bible? What's first appearance in the Bible?
就他在这个圣经中的一开始出现的时候，他什么样的一个情况呢？
He is in a murder scene.
他是在一个很紧急的一个murder
scene.
他是一个谋杀的案。
Murder scene. Who's been the murder? Stephen, right? What's he doing there?
他在干什么呢？看衣服，对吧？
Look at after the clothing, right?
他在帮那些，I can
imagine what he do. He say, give me a clothing. Here's a stone. Love your God with all your strength.
我可以想象他当时在那边说，你赶快去把衣服来给我，你就用手去砸他，用你所有的力气去砸他，奉主。
Throw the stone at that guy.
赶快用力气用这个石头去。Destroy
that guy.
我们要把斯蒂芬给销毁。And
at the end of it, he say, Saul was there and give approval of Stephen's death.
那我们看到最后的话，那他赞成这个斯蒂芬被谋杀。But
let's look at him when he's poor.
但是我们看到后来他又当成为了保罗以后发生了。Let's
look at 1 Corinthians, the famous verse.
好，我们看一下《哥林多前书》啊，我们最著名的、最有名的经文。
If I speak the tongue of man and of angel, but have not love, I'm a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have a gift of prophecy and can fathom all mystery and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountain, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to a poor and surrender my body to the flame, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud.
在哥林多前书第十三章的这样说道：我若能说万人的方言，并天使的话语，却没有爱，我就成了名的罗响的王一样。我若有先知讲道之人，也明白各样的奥秘、各样的知识，而且有各样各全备的信，叫我能够移山，却没有爱，我就算我的什么？我若将所有的周济穷人，又舍己。
This is a beautiful verse. We use it many times in the wedding. This is the most quoted in the wedding, right? Let me ask you, what's the verse before this?
大家知不知道在这段经文前面的经文是怎么说的？
Bible quiz. Anybody? What verse before this? I always think about the verse before this. I always curious why the verse before this. In my head, when I read this, I always think, why this verse before this? What's the verse before this? Yeah, okay. Yeah, you don't know. This is next, actually from previous chapter, the last verse in previous chapter. And now I show you the most excellent way. And now I show you the most excellent way. Paul was zealous for God. But he learned about the way of God. Okay, that's treatment number one. Put God in your phone, in your heart. Follow his way. Treatment number two. Oh, too fast, but that's okay. Oh Lord, the hope of Israel, all who forsake you will be put to shame. Those who turn away from you will be written in dust because they have forsaken the Lord, the spring of living water.
然后在十三节，耶和华以色列的盼望啊，凡离弃你的必致蒙羞。耶和华说，离开我的，他们的名字必写在土里，因为他们离弃我这活水的源泉。
So, treatment number two is connection with this spring of living water.
那所以这个治疗方法的第二，就是要和活水有连接。
I don't have to say much, you know that. Jesus said, I'm the water, I'm the flowing fountain. Whoever come to me will not be thirst, right?
啊，对，我不用说太多，大家都知道，主耶稣才说了，他就是活水，到这来就不自根。This
is like an IV fluid to when we are sick.
啊，这些好像在我们在生病的时候，我们打的注射液一样。We
will talk about more about this living water.
我们会讨论更多的关于活水。
Next topic.
在下面一个。But
the question I ask is that, do you want to be healed?
那我给大家问题是，你想下得到医治呢？
Do you want to be healed? Say, heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, I will be saved.
啊，这里有说到说，耶和华，求你医治我，我便痊愈；拯救我，便得救。
Let's talk a little about next one. We teach Trinity treatment now, right?
刚刚提到了这个治疗。Let's
look at our prognosis.
啊，我们看看这个预后的状况。
Without treatment.
啊，那如果没有治疗的话，会什么样的结果？
I had to go back to first verse.
5-6.
This is what the Lord says. Cursed is the one who trusts in man, who depends on flesh for his strength, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. He will be a bush in the wasteland. He will not see prosperity when it comes. He will dwell in the porch place of the desert, in a salt land where no one lives.
第五节说到，依靠人血肉的臂膀，心中离弃耶和华的，那人有祸了。因他必像沙漠的杜松，不见福乐来到，却要住旷野干旱之处，无人居住的井地。So
what you see when the what kind of picture you see the people who don't trust God?
在这里看到是一个什么样的一个情景？当人如果不信靠神的话，是个什么样的情景呢？
What you see? What are the property we see? Okay, and concentrate in verse 6.
让我们看，给我们注意力集中在第六节。
What do you see? Tell me, what do you see?
我们在第六节看到是什么样的一个情形？
What kind of keyword do you see? Come on. Nobody answer. Okay, all right. You can see a couple of words that is they're standing out there. It's really try to repeat it themselves, but even getting worse places, right? What repeating the same thing? What word? It's a wasteland. Bush in the wasteland. Dwell in the porch place of the desert. A salt land where no one lives. What she tried to describe, it seems like.
那谁是要跟我们讲这个什么样的信息呢？
First of all, the bush and the wasteland still have bush, right? It's still good, right?
然后这第一个的话，我们看到这个杜松啊，在那个沙漠之地。那看到这个杜松好像还有，还像。And
then later on, is a porch place. It's dry and not no water. It's in the desert, right?
好，下面情况就更加的不好了，在一个完全干旱之地。And
then last one is in the salt, even worse, because you not only have no water, but you are salt on top of that, right?
最后我们看到是更糟糕的情形，就是在一个盐碱之地，啊，不但是没有水，反而还有盐有碱。
You know what? You want to be alone? God leave you alone.
如果你想要离弃神的话，神会离弃你。
Go to your room. This is from the book from an author, right? It's a kid book.
这是一个小孩子训练的。That
remind me as a story. A boy was did something bad.
这让我想起了一个故事，就是好像一个小男孩他做了一些不好的事情。The
mom is really mad at him.
那妈妈母亲就非常生气。
So he say, "You go to your room."
然后妈妈就说，你回到你房间去。So
mommy turned around washing dishes.
她妈妈就转过身来就开始来洗餐具。
As she washing dishes, she heard noises in the back.
然后在洗的时候，就听到后面好像有一些噪音。
So curious, it seems like running people running back and forth. And when he turned around, the kid they sent him to the room, his son. He's dragging the TV, holding the Xbox, and going up the stairs. Sometimes we think it's like a child. God leave us alone, we would go to our room, have fun, you know what? Let me go to my room, a cup of tea, read a book, sit down, and watch the sunset. You know what God say? Wait a minute. I make the wood. You cannot have the chair. So fine, I'm standing there, I'm okay. God say, I make the water. You cannot have any tea. So fine, I still can look at the sunset. And God say, first Genesis, I make the light. So everything's gone, all dark. That reminds me of another story. This is an exit sign. It's an emergency exit sign. Every time, this is actually exit sign from my office. When is time changing, and when is it really dark early, I will leave around 7 o'clock, sometime real late, and then everything is so dark. And when I shut off the light, ready to go, this light is glowing, red light. Sometimes it's really eerie, you know, you're all alone, you know. Then I went, when I reach out and try to open the door, sometimes something pop into my head. How about there's no door lock? This practice I built up for all this year, I stuck here forever. Sometimes the hell we create the hell is actually what we created. Without God, everything you think is good is pretty bad. So actually, you see the verses before, he will not see prosperity when it comes. Brother and sister, you have not accepted Christ in your heart. You think about it. Without God, there's nothing else left. You think the dying is just it? That's it, done with it? I tell you, there is a justice in this world. There's a moral justice in this world. People who maybe rape kids, kill people, just die like that. Do you think it's fair? You see, the Hitler killed so many Jews. You know, you see Cambodia, so many horror stories. You can World War II, the Japanese go to different places and killing people. My question is that you die is like a light figure, that's it, no more. I couldn't accept that. Even the non-believer could not accept this. Because Because recently I listened to radio, for a review on a series on Night Tremor, on one of the cable series.
那我最近在听广播关于一个节目的一个评论。
He talked about a series called Breaking Bad. Breaking Bad, 对不起，不是，sorry.
我看这个节目的名字好像是断背。
Not bad, Breaking Bad, not bad, Breaking Bad, B-A-D. Breaking Bad. He's talked about a person who is a high school chemistry teacher.
这个故事里讲的是一个高中的一个化学老师。
And he found he's law-abiding citizen.
他是一个非常好的一个公民。
And one day he found out himself, he working two jobs, and one day found out himself he had a cancer.
Lung cancer. 他在做两份的工作，一天他发现了自己得了癌症。
He had no money to pay for it.
他也没有钱来治疗。
But he himself know chemistry.
但是他自己知道懂化学。
Somehow, some way, he hook up for a person who making meth is a kind of a drug.
他就跟一个好像会做药的。
No, he himself making it for another person.
他自己会那个人。
He cooperate with another person making meth.
他就和另外一个人一起来做这个药。
And the question is that he smart, he can know how to evade the people, but he himself slowly changing.
他是一个很聪明的人，但他自己是发生了一些改变。
And then the interview asked the person who's the director, who's the creator of this episode, do you believe in universal justification? Universal justice?
那这个记者呢就采访这个节目的这个制片人就问他说，你相不相信这个世界上有这样的一个公义？
He say, I cannot not accept it. There has to be. I mean, everybody can. You think you can get away with it, and then do? You can do whatever you want to do, right? You guys smart enough. You can do whatever you know and get away with it, right? But it's not. There has to be some kind of justice in this world.
他这个人回答说，他认为说在这个世界上应该有一定的这样的公义。
Are you willing to accept Christ as your savior?
你愿不愿意接受基督成你个人的救主呢？
Now we go to prognosis. Next one, with treatment.
我们看一下下面这个预。
With treatment is verse 7 and 8.
如果我们有治疗的话，那么治疗后的预后会是什么样吗？
But blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. He will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out his root by the stream. It does not fear when he comes. Its leaves always green. It's nowhere in a year of drought or never fail to bear fruit.
第七节第一半节上说，依靠耶和华，以耶和华为可靠的，那人有福了。他必像树，在雨水旁，在河边扎根，炎热来到必不惧怕。叶子仍必清脆，在干旱之年毫无挂虑，并且结果不止。
God paint us a beautiful picture. Imagine a picture, a tree planted next to the stream. It's green color. And all the grass is green too. And then as a fast forward, the movement, you can see the grass become brown color, no wind, no raining, but the tree is still standing there, green, luxurious, and have fruit.
这个草地都已经因为没有水源会变得干涸枯黄，但是这树还是绿色的。
Christian face many difficulties.
我们基督徒也遇到。
Just like non-Christian.
就像非基督徒一样。
We face illness. We face lose a job. We facing losing a loved one.
我们会遇到各样的困难，不论是我们失去工作，或者失去我们亲人。
There will be heat in our life. There will be drought in our life.
在我们的生命当中，我们会有干旱、有干苦的时候。
But one thing is different, that we are different from other non-Christian.
但是我们跟非基督的比，我们有一个不同点。
We are connected to the spring of living water.
我们跟活水的源泉有连接。
And that make all the difference.
这个带来巨大的不同。
So what does the fruit that God want us to bear?
那什么是神所要我们所生长的果子呢？
You know. You should know, right? We memorize this. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against those things is no law. Two things we have to remember. Bearing fruit is totally depend on abiding in our Lord Jesus Christ. In the John chapter 15, the Last Supper, Jesus said, "Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abide in the vine, either can you unless you abide in me." If God wants us to bear fruit, we have to abide in His living water. Do you know if it's not by Him, you know what happened? Do you know who's it? You guys may not know, but this is a guy from Sanfield, you remember? He is George's father. And it's funny, but in one episode, this is what happened. In one of the episodes, he keep on saying, he was really troubled with his wife and everything else. So he keep on saying this word all the time. Serenity, serenity, serenity. And then things keep on getting worse and worse. He was saying, serenity, serenity, serenity! God does not want us to use our own water to grow this fruit. Do you know what happened when you were using water to grow a fruit? You know what happened? You know what? What? We use bitter water. We are bitter fruit. We pick this patient. This patient is full of grumbling. Patient, this is not patient, right? We have to connect to Jesus Christ. Second, apple. Do you guys like apple? Who like apple? Raise your hand. Why you like apple so much? Because it's keep away from me. Why you like apple so much? Tell me. Why? Tell me why. I know my wife will say something. Because 好爽啊, really crunchy, right? And second is juicy, really juicy, right? Right? Do you know that apple? Do you know how they get crunchy and juicy in an apple? Anyone know? Well, this one I don't know until later on someone told me. My secretary told me. I know, I heard in the news also. They found a couple years ago there was not much of cold winter, and they say the apple would not be good. Apple needed to have that cold snap, the cold weather, but not cold enough, but cold snap to make it crunchy.
这个苹果的话就是需要冬天有一点冷寒冷，所以能让它的这个苹果更加的清脆，更脆口。
It need the snow and winter time so that the apple will be juicy.
它也需要这个雪水的滋润，所以这个苹果的话会多汁。
We need trial. We need adversity. We have difficulty. In order to grow food, you have to have difficulty. You need to, the problem is, well, sorry, you need, so just like they say, the verses say, there's no worry in a year of drought and never fail to bear fruit because of heat. We need to rely on God. You look at the verses. These verses. This fruit, the fruit of the Spirit. You can see that the first three fruit is nine fruit, right? The first three is basically, I think it's coming from our heart. Joy, peace. You can do, there's another way of looking at it. The other thing is that it's outside, dealing with outside people, right? Patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Have you ever think if you're patient with other people, but one particular person keep on stepping on you, and then like a doormat, do you have faithfulness to continue doing what you're doing? If you are showing kindness to others, but other people give you a harsh word in return, are you still have gentleness to serve them? If someone seeing your outward goodness and saying there is something bad about you, what are you doing good? I'm not so sure your motive. Do you still have self-control to lash out your anger to them? This is one fruit. This is not many fruit because it's singular. You want a good fruit? You want a tasty one? You want to be a good crunchy apple for Jesus? You have to face these all this difficulty. And with this difficulty is using the means of love. Because love, when you love, what happens? You suffer. You do suffer. Look at our Lord Jesus Christ. Good. Case of smelly boy. Conclusion. The kid, when I pull out that thing, I was look at it and say, what's going on? What is this? It doesn't move. It's not alive. It's yellowish color. I have no clue what is it. And I rinse it in the sink. And mommy look at it. They find out one thing. What is it? Guess what? It is a sponge, the kit. The sponge we wash ourselves in the bathtub, he pinched a little bit and stuck into your nose. This kind of fine body causing bacteria grow in there. And the bacteria give out this bad odor. And that's what the cause of this child to have this smelly odor. That brings us back to this passage. If you look at this passage, you don't have it, but you look at this chapter 17, the first verse. You don't have it, but is first verse saying what? Judah, sin is engraved with an iron tool, inscribed with a thin point on the tablet of their heart and on the horn of their altar.
那这段经文这样说，犹大的罪是用铁笔、用金刚钻记录的，铭刻在他们的心板上和坛角上。
This is something found, not supposed to be in their heart, but they are engraved so much, it's stuck in their heart and stuck in the altar.
啊，这些东西本不该在他们心上，但是他们却用铁笔和铭刻在他们心上，铭刻在他们的祭坛上。
That means it's stuck in there, even in their worship.Something not supposed to be there is our will, our way. Well, in conclusion, we like to lie to our heart.
有些时候我们好像其实愿意对我们自己的心来自欺欺人说话。
We have to examine our heart with God, let God examine our heart.
我们要神来检查我们的心。
Our mind.
来检查我们的肺腑。
Look into our action.
来看我们的行动。
So that we know what our deed affecting others.
我们也应该知道我们所行我们做的事情的结果对周围人是什么样的影响。
We need God to sit on the throne of our heart. We need to connect to our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the source of the living water. We have to bear fruit, much fruit, the fruit that is sweet to our Lord Jesus Christ. God's way is to love one another.
神的道路就像我们神的方式就像我们爱人一起。
Sometimes we painful.
这个其实有时候是非常困难的。
I as a pediatrician sometimes need to draw blood and start IV in a kid.
有些时候我是儿科医生，有时候我需要给小孩子要来抽血。
When I sit down and draw blood, the child is there with the hands out.When I start IV, and the child was, you know what the child is old enough, they would say, "Get this off me! Get this off me!" And his mom was saying, "I'm here. It's okay. I'm here." Sometimes it's painful.But without the pain, you cannot grow. We have to grow. We have to learn. And the other thing is that God comfort us. God been there, Jesus been there, and He will come and comfort us. I remember a story I heard on the radio.It's a true story, and then it's talk about a woman with cancer. I'm not so sure what, but this is the third time he had cancer. And he, in the first time, he had a therapist, or the first time he had depression, sort of a therapist already helping her.Someone who helped her to talk about things. So now that's the person.
有这样的一个心理方面的一个。
辅导，心理辅导。Yeah. So, and at the end of it, and the third time when she was suffering, and I think the cancer went to the brain. He requests the therapist to stay with him throughout this time. And they share one thing that the patients share one thing to the therapist. The patient saying that, one thing you say really helped me when I find out that I had the cancer for the third time.
啊，所以你曾经说的一句话真的是对我有很大的帮助，当时我发现我有 第三次发现我有癌症。
Then the therapist keep on scratching her head and say, what did I say? Did I say something like, I understand? Did I say something that really comforting with the, from what I learned? She don't remember. Do you know what the therapist say?
Just,